You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with my good friend, Larry Zinn. Larry, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us on this second segment.
Jim, thank you as always for having me.
It's my pleasure. You heard them playing the Marlins ad. I know that it was Pesach on the first opening day of Marlins, so we've got to renew our tradition, certainly next year, but I'm going to send you some dates. We're going to go this year. Maybe we can even get the girls together or maybe go on a Saturday night or something.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, before we get further, we've been talking about how you selected, how your family selected some of the brands that you've got, how you're building your brand there. And one of the things I'm going to make you commit to is I want to get Dave and I want to get Warren and I want to get you on the same show sometime, even if I've got to record it on a supercar Saturday, because those stories, we got to preserve some of those stories. So you got to make me that promise, Lair.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Gainesville. Gainesville's your new store. Gainesville's obviously a place that I hold close to my heart. And when I go up there to do my real estate event, maybe we can do a live broadcast from your store up there. Tell me a little bit about why you chose Audi and why you went to Gainesville.
Well, we did have some experience in Gainesville a little while back with Volvo. It's a great market. Very nice people, a lot of hospitals, professors, students. It's a really interesting market in general. But Audi was a brand we've been dying to be a part of. I mean, they have products in every segment of the lineup, and they're talking every type of product as well, including now electrics, which are coming along.
Cool.
There's literally a car or SUV in almost every segment, and soon there will be one in every segment, which is great. We found it extremely interesting that they have vehicles that start close to $30,000 and ones that go all the way up to $200,000+. So it's really a wide-ranging brand, very, very popular right now, and also very high quality.
I'm sorry, Gilbert. Go ahead. Go ahead, bud.
No, so we had found out that there was an opportunity to throw our name in the hat for an Audi franchise, and it's a long application process that's quite complicated, and you go through several interviews. Fortunately, we had come out on top through all the people that they interviewed, as well as the interview process, and earned the franchise, which was phenomenal. I'm still excited to be a part of the brand, and we'll always be excited. It's just something that we've always wanted.
Now, Larry, what's the fancy sports car that I see that all my friends that like technology like that Audi sports car? Tell me a little bit about that.
The Audi R8.
I guess.
Well, I mean, if that's the one you're talking about.
I believe it is. I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
It's a two-door coupe and convertible with different V10 engine options available to you. I mean, it's an absolute flamethrower on wheels.
Yeah, that's the one.
It looks really cool as well. Also, it's the car that Tony Stark drives in Iron Man, which is some great product placement.
It sure is. Now, it looks to me, when I'm looking here, they have images. They've got one in blue. You know, blue's my color. I love the blue ones. I love this one here. And if I got the Audi, maybe that's the one I would get. What do you think, Larry? How would I look in one of those?
Jim, whatever you want. We can custom order it for you and make it yours.
Oh, my gosh. I love it when you say that. I think we're going to have to talk about that. It's going to be either that or the Jaguar. We've got to figure it out. We've got about 18 months to go on my car, so you got to help me out and figure which one we're going to get. And I already know that Vivian's going to get on here and send me a text that she wants that Range Rover. So we're going to have to find a way to get her in the Range Rover and get me in one of those other cars. Although, I got to tell you, Larry, the car I have, that Infiniti is just the most comfortable, fabulous car to drive. I absolutely love it, Larry.
Well, good. That always makes me happy to hear.
Now, we've got only a couple of more minutes left. Where do you see Warren Henry going in the future? I know you're opening up a store in North Miami at FIU. You're going to move all your brands and get them all in one spot. You're going to keep Lamborghini and Broward, obviously, Audi up there in Gainesville, but you'll have the other nameplates down here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're hoping to continually grow as more franchise opportunities come available. We'd certainly throw our name in the hat wherever we can if it's the right fit. And, hopefully there'll be some purchasing opportunities somewhere along the way where we can get into different brands that we're not currently a part of now.
Now, how does something like that work? What is the process that you go through to decide whether or not a brand fits within your product mix? Are you going to stay international? It looks to me like your brands are, they are. They're all international brands. What's up with that versus a U.S. brand? And I don't know the answers to these. This is really a question I'm wondering now that I'm looking.
It's not a matter of, you know, sometimes it's not really a matter of choosing. You know, I'd love to have a Ford dealership. I'd love to have all sorts of domestic brands. But, you know, sometimes there's no points available, or the price of purchasing one is, you know, can be very expensive and not something that we're interested in doing. You know, we certainly would love to get into that side of the business and explore that. It's just a matter of what's available and how you can get your hands on it, or if you can get your hands on it.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the folks that work at Warren Henry, because you got great cars, but it's the people that make them special. I love all the people I interface with, everybody from Ismet in sales to May at service. They've all treated me terrific. Let's say somebody's out there, they're listening, they're looking for a career. Maybe they graduated high school. Maybe they got an AA. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they got a four-year degree. Maybe they didn't. What is the opportunity that's available in the automotive industry today? Because a lot of people are looking for jobs that won't get replaced by a robot or a computer. How are you guys building for the future?
You know, we're trying to stay in line with technology as much as we can. Our industry historically has been a little bit further behind, not necessarily on the product, but sometimes even in the sales process. So we're trying to adapt our sales processes and the way that we do things to continually make sure that our employees always have a place here. And, you know, like you and I have talked about before, the people who we work with are family. And when you have that type of atmosphere, it passes on to your clients. And that's something that's always been extremely important to us, and part of the reason that we've been voted one of the best dealerships to work for, really the top 100 in the country, every year for the last 5 years, or really since the measurement has started, which is done by Automotive News.
And people can make a real good living there. I know that if you work hard, you can make six figures. My mom, just like your grandfather, started out selling used cars. She went into being a social worker. I guess she needed to talk to people that way. So I think it's a great career. Somebody can build a family. They can feed their family. They can put their family through college and have a real nice career and benefits and everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very good benefits package for all of our employees. Like I talked about with you earlier, we don't look for any previous experience for sales positions. And we also have other corporate positions and service-based positions as well. We are always looking, and we list all of the jobs that we do have available on our website at warrenhenryauto.com.
Now, I know that you've got a whole big technology sector. Peter heads that up. And by the way, Peter, you got to get more repeaters out at Super Saturday, because people are creating so much content that they're overriding, and I get knocked off whenever I try to do a Facebook Live. So, Peter, if you're listening, we need some more repeaters out there for Supercar Saturday. You know who I want to really talk about, though? I want to talk about, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about Floyd, your events guy. He's an amazing member of the team. What an ambassador he is. How did you and Floyd get together?
Floyd's been together with us since, I was probably around, it's probably been about 14 years now.
Wow. Talk about a family.
I honestly, I don't even recall how we met. I just remember that I've been working with him since I was washing and parking cars.
I think that's, by the way, a good thing to point out is that you got your start not in the corner office, but you washed cars, didn't you?
I did. My first job was picking up garbage, actually. That was my first real job, and then after I was able to show my dad that I'd picked up enough garbage, or that there was nothing left for me to pick up, then I could go wash cars. And I guarantee you've never seen anybody more excited to wash a car.
Oh, that's absolutely terrific. You know, Larry, we've only got about a minute left in the segment. I know that you've got to go. So why don't you tell people how they can get more information about getting vehicles, about working with you, about learning more about the Warren Henry story?
Well, the best way to find us is at warrenhenryauto.com. Also on all social media platforms, we're at Warren Henry Auto. And if you feel like calling, too, that's all right as well. And you could reach us at 305-690-6006.
Where are you guys located? Because the way I like to go there is I like to walk in and say hello to everybody. Where are you physically located?
Well, we have a location for Land Rover down in South Dade off of South Dixie Highway. Our main campus is on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. We have our Lamborghini store off of 75 and Griffin and Davie, and then also the Audi store in Gainesville over on Main Street, not too far from Satchel's.
Listen, I just want to thank you for coming on the show, Larry, for being a partner with Freedon Business. But for more than anything, I want to thank you for your friendship that we built up over the years. I met you when you were the F&I guy and you were getting me qualified for my car. And it wasn't that easy that day, but you made it pretty painless. And I'm so glad that we became friends. Larry, you're truly one of the great businessmen here in South Florida. And I look forward to continuing to expose our market to you over time. Thanks again for being our partner. We look forward to seeing you again real soon. And we're going to get that ball game with the girl. Girls, you better get Courtney ready, and maybe we take Pudge and we go on Bark in the Park night. What do you think?
That sounds awesome. Let's do it.
All right, Larry's in, my favorite businessman here in town. Thank you to Warren Henry. We're going to be right back. We're going to have some great information about the mortgage market. If you're looking to get a loan, looking to do a deal in real estate, make sure you stick around. I'm going to give some opinions and some information from the events that I've been going to. I've gleaned some pretty interesting facts. I'm going to share them with you. So more information you can use to make money right now, right after Wanda rocks the house.